Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaska Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Hello, I am Dr. David DeRose, and we are so excited that you're joining us today. We're speaking about a life-changing program, something that can make a difference for you and for those you love. It's called 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. It's an absolutely free online program. And some of you have perhaps heard of the program before. It's something that I developed some years ago, but we're putting a great spotlight on it today because we've got an amazing guest. Opal Barrett, so good to have you with us on today's edition of the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Opal, you are someone who has some very personal connection with this program. Before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about your health background. Did you have either diabetes or high blood pressure?
When I went to my doctor in June of this year for my regular checkup, she said that I had prediabetes and that I had my blood pressure was 185 over 110. And so she put me on medication. Yeah, she was afraid I was going to have a stroke because I'm 68 years old.
No, I mean, that's a significant elevation of blood pressure. The higher the blood pressure is, you're exactly right, the greater the risk of things like stroke and heart attack. And at 185 over 110, that'll raise, I think, about every doctor's eyebrows. So you're put on a prescription medication. Tell us how it went from there.
Okay, I took the medication for 3 days, and I was extremely weak and dizzy, and I coughed all the time. So I called my doctor back, and I said, could I please just try something else, because I just can't take medication. I'm very sensitive to medication to start with.
Okay, so you asked her to help you get off medication. Did that have much traction with her, or did she kind of double down or change the medicine? What did she do?
No, she asked me, could she change the medication, and I really didn't want to do that. I told her that I would work really hard to try, you know, if I could just make a lifestyle change or something. And she was hesitant, but then she had me make a diary and bring it to her every week because she was really concerned about me having a stroke.
So, okay, you've tried medication, you have really high blood pressure. Presumably she was thinking, well, maybe it was just elevated in the office, maybe you had this white coat, high blood pressure, so she's going to work with you, taking a log at home. What kind of numbers were you seeing?
My blood pressure at home was normally around 152 over 90. It stayed pretty much like that. If I drove the car, or if I was doing any shopping, it would go up to 180, 170. It was just, I was in pretty big trouble.
Wow. So you've got significant high blood pressure. It's not really coming down with what you're doing. Then you hear about the program that we put together some years ago called 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. It's a free program online. Did you just come across it when you were surfing the internet, or how did you learn about it?
No, my friend Angela at church, I had asked for a prayer for my blood pressure problems, and she introduced me to this program and told me that she thought it would be helpful.
Okay. So had you and I ever met prior to that?
No.
So did you just check the program out, get other references? How did that work?
No, I just took her word for it and just started it right away.
Okay, so it's a 30-day program.
Uh-huh.
Tell those who are tuning in today, in your own words, how you would describe the program.
It's just amazing. initially I thought that it was going to be, I'm sorry, pouring or kind of out of my reach, my, you know, what I expected, but it was amazing. It was simple and to the point and very, very useful, helpful.
So for those who don't know how the program works, what I did probably 3-4 years ago now, we had come out with the book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control. And this book was getting a lot of attention in Indian country, throughout the world, really. And it continues to be one of the top selling blood pressure books on Amazon. But one of my good Native friends was telling me something that's true of Native Americans as well as people of every other demographic. And that is, there's a lot of people in every population that are not going to read a book. And so as we were talking about, especially making a difference in Indian country, we said, you know, we need to come out with a short video series. So what I did is I took many of the principles in that book, put it into short videos. We actually looked at the average length of the daily videos. They're only like 5 or 6 minutes long. I think they come out to just under 6 minutes on average. So when you got on the program, Opal, you were making a commitment to watch a roughly 6-minute video every day. Is that how you did it?
Yes, exactly.
Now, a lot of people say, wow, 6 minutes a day, I could handle that. But we want to give full disclosure here. You would watch the 6-minute video, but I would challenge you every day to do something different, right?
Yes. Yes.
So tell me about something that comes to your mind that was different than you were doing that the videos challenged you to do.
Well, day one, be bold. I considered my condition and I decided that day that I would give up sugar and excess salt. Those are the two things that I was going to work on, give up that day, and I did.
Wow, you're a fast learner. Because those points about sugar consumption and salt come later in the program, but from day one, when you just heard that message to be bold, you said, I already know some things I've got to do. I'm going to start doing them.
Right.
So how was that?
Well, you know, I still craved the sugar. I still craved candy and chips and all that. And it was hard for the first maybe 4 days or so. But then after that, it just came natural to me. You know, I put honey in my tea. I don't have any sugar at all or any cookies, cakes or pies or anything like that. And it changed me.
This is so exciting to me. A lot of people are listening and they're saying, now, well, wait a minute. You know, there's a lot of simple sugar and honey. But if they're listening to what you said, you made a dramatic change. You got away from all these desserts and other things, but you didn't totally get away from every sweetener. So this was not something extreme, but it was bold, wasn't it?
Right, right.
So tell me what's going on. You're following this program day by day. And did you watch a video every day?
Yes, yes.
And you did it for the whole 30 days?
Yes, I did. And I cut my caffeine on day 6.
Okay.
And I had a splitting headache for 3 days.
And you're still talking with me.
But it was worth it. It was worth it because now it's like years ago when my dad first got diabetes, I heard him tell my mother that, you know, I feel a difference since I've cut out coffee. And I was a real coffee drinker. I mean, my husband was a truck driver, so we drink a lot of coffee. But those first 3 days was a little rough, but I made it through it, and I'm the better for it.
So what were you seeing? What was going on with your blood pressure as you're going on this 30-day journey?
Okay, it just gradually started going down. Like I said, it was normally 152 over 90. My first actually like 3 days, I noticed it go down to 140. And I'm like, no, that's not right. And I had to keep rechecking because I check it 3 times a day. Uh-huh. And I was so excited. I called my doctor and I said, I'm down already. But yeah, it was a significant change just in the 3 or 4 days. It was just, I couldn't get over it.
Well, this is really exciting. Now, of course, not everyone responds as quickly as someone else, but you're getting this quick response.
Yeah.
It's already down 3 days or a week into the program. And you're sticking with the program, though, a second week, a third week. You go through the whole program. And you started it back, you said, in June of 2021. Is that right, roughly?
Yes.
Okay, and now here we are in October of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still following some of the principles in the program?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. Because, like I said, it's made such a big difference. I just want to keep doing more. And then when I started the day, I think it was day 3 to start moving, I wasn't really working a lot then, but I started walking 5 minutes out and 5 minutes back, and I thought, well, that's not much, but I started small. And I did that every day, and now I'm up to 20 minutes out, 20 minutes back, and I feel great.
Wonderful. What are you seeing with your blood pressure? Where are you at these days?
Oh, my goodness. My blood pressure is 118 over 76. Normally, sometimes my bottom number is lower, but I'm staying right at 118.
That is fantastic.
I know. My doctor's so impressed.
So you dropped your blood pressure, your systolic blood pressure, well over 20 points. You were running over 150. Now you're running over 120. I better do my math better. That's over 30 points, isn't it?
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tremendous.
And I didn't mean to lose weight. I didn't go into this to lose weight, but I was 182 pounds in June, and now I'm 158.
Wow. So that's like 25 pounds.
You've just given me a makeover, that's all.
Well, this is exciting. And I'm so glad, Opal, that you've been willing to share your story. Let me just ask you one last question. There's a lot of folks right now in October of 2021, they're considering going on this 30-day journey as part of a group program we're offering to people throughout the country, throughout the world even. Would you discourage some people from doing it? Is this just like a program that only certain people should be on? How would you advise people?
No, this is for everyone in every age. It's just amazing. I love the short videos. They're short, to the point. And if you stick with this, you're going to be so amazed. You're going to love yourself again. You're going to feel better. You're going to be more productive and be happier.
Now, Opal, I'm sure there's one last question that people have. And they say, well, yeah, you and Dr. DeRose apparently didn't know each other before you watched the videos, but are you now being paid for this testimonial? Did Dr. DeRose, you know, offer you a new car, a boat, anything like that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, Opal. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your encouraging story with us.
Okay, I appreciate it so much.
Okay, continued success to you. We do have to step away from this segment of American Indian and Alaska Native Living, but we're going to be back in today's show talking about a lot of things that can make a difference for you. We're going to be actually sharing in this program some of the dialogue that grew out of, well, the journey. The 30-day journey that a number of people took in October of 2021. You want to stay tuned? That's coming up right after this. I'm Dr. DeRose.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web. at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we're speaking about what can happen when you focus intensively on a healthy lifestyle for 30 days. We recently heard in our first segment from Opal Barrett, who talked about the power of a simple 30-day free program that we developed for the internet, YouTube, back in 2018. We called it 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. We're going to hear next from someone by the name of Sheila Adams. Sheila Adams engaged with a very similar program. It's also a program that I put together, but I included it in a book called The Methuselah Factor. The Methuselah Factor was a book focused on improving blood fluidity, helping your blood flow better. And the book talked about all kinds of things that happen when you achieve better blood fluidity. Things like improved mental performance, improved physical performance, lowering your blood pressure, improving your, well, risk of heart disease, stroke, lowering all those things. Arthritis tends to improve. Less risk of problems with vision deterioration. So all kinds of things connected with better blood fluidity. When I wrote that book in 2019, I included the same 30 daily challenges that I had put out in that free video series. So get the picture. What Opal Barrett just talked about, freely available to all of you still on YouTube, is the same outline that I used for a 30-day program in the book, The Methuselah Factor. And the reason I'm tying these two things together is we're going to hear a testimony from someone who put together, really, a lifestyle program for herself based on that Methuselah Factor book. But my point is, it's the same program, essentially, as what Opal Barrett did. You say, well, why would I do two different programs that have the same goals? Simply put, the Methuselah Factor broadened the topics, broadened the really audience that I was appealing to. It's not just a program for those with diabetes or high blood pressure, but it's a program that can benefit anyone. Now, just a little bit more context. This interview with Sheila Adams took place in October of 2021. It was part of a video series where we were actually inviting people from all around the country, actually from all around the world, to do the 30-day program together, to do the free YouTube-based program, 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control, as a group. And I was providing evening sessions once a week to help people on that journey. Sheila's interview took place as part of the introductory live presentation introducing folks to the principle of the power of 30 daily challenges to change one's lifestyle. Here's that interview with Sheila.
Have a seat right there, Sheila. Thanks so much for being willing to join me here today.
No problem.
Now, Sheila, this book that I'm talking about tonight is not a strange title to you, is it?
No, it's not.
Tell me why that's the case.
Well, it wasn't even a couple of years ago. It started in 2019. I had a scan, and it was a cardiology scan, and I had markers for developing heart disease. So I went to my regular physician, where she said, well, maybe I'm going to send you to the cardiologist. So she put me on, you know, to the cardiologist, and I talked to him for a little bit, and he said, you need to change your life. My blood pressure was sky high. It was probably maybe not as high as hers, maybe 160 over 110.
Okay.
When I started. So I went home with all, they gave me all the literature and stuff, and I took it home. And then I went online to see if I could find a book to help me with diet and to help me with lowering my blood pressure and getting off of the medication. And that's when I came across your book.
Okay. So that's where you found the Methuselah Factor book, and did you actually read it, or do you think if you slept with it, it would rub off on you?
I actually read it, Dr.
DeRoz. And so you read it, and you went through a 30-day program like the book recommends?
I actually went through 90 days.
You went through 90 days. Mm-hmm. So you did the 30-day program three times?
No, I did 30 days and kept going.
Really? Okay. So tell me, what happened as you went through those 30 days?
Okay. After I read the book, and I kind of tweaked you a little bit.
Okay. Fair enough. So she's an expert. She's a local expert. You know, if you want some fine-tuning, you talk with Sheila.
I tweaked it a little bit to accommodate myself. I was a meat eater, in which, in using the book and using the program, I have decreased my reliance on eating meat. Mm-hmm. I don't eat it as much as I was, and that's part of the process. Another part of the process for me was exercise. There was no exercise. I work a sedentary job. I'm always sitting because I work with physicians all day, so I'm always sitting and not moving around a lot. So I incorporated the exercise. Then I had to look at the diet, and I had to decide what I was going to eat, and that's when I started adding more plant-based foods into my diet. And it had remarkable results.
Well, so tell us, what are those remarkable results?
And in that 30 to, I'd say, 60-day period, I lost 35 pounds.
Wow,
with the incorporation.
Fantastic.
I went back to the doctor in December of 2020. We were still in COVID. We still are. But I had lowered my blood pressure to 120 over 80, and it remained steady to this day.
Wonderful. So you dropped the systolic like 40 points and the diastolic like 30 points and dropped 35 pounds.
Yes.
This is really exciting.
It was.
So why are you here tonight?
Because I'm here to tell people that the actual diet, it actually works. You have to put in the work to get the result. And it was a joy in doing it. And I am continuing on with the 30-day book, and I'm going to use that to lose even more weight and to get off of the blood pressure medication and the other numerous blood pressure, other medications that I'm on for edema and anything else, arthritis. I'm working with the doctor to use this diet to help me make my life better.
Excellent. Anything else you think folks should know? If they're kind of hesitant, they're thinking, well, do I want to really spend 30 days of my life? I mean, 30 days, that's a whole month. Do you think it's really worth it?
It's worth it. If you love yourself and you're concerned about your health, it's something, it's positive. It's good for you to do.
Sheila, you're an inspiration.
I wouldn't say all that, but...
Okay, thanks so much for coming up with us, okay?
Thank you.
The purpose of that interview with Sheila Adams was just like what I had in mind by sharing in the first segment of this radio broadcast, that interview with Opal Barrett. The goal was the same, to help you envision what you could accomplish by focusing for 30 days on a healthy lifestyle. We didn't just highlight that material, though, when we were doing the live 30-day program. And again, if you haven't pictured what we were doing, I was doing live sessions once a week. Those live sessions were encouraging people as a group to watch the daily YouTube videos that we called 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. So the participants spending about 6 minutes a day watching videos, those same videos you can watch. You can jump on my free YouTube channel, Compass Health Consulting. Go there and you can watch these videos. You'll watch one a day, put the principles into practice, and you'll be following the same program that Opal and Sheila just described. But while we were doing those weekly sessions, we were not just trying to give people more information, more inspiration. We were trying to help them prepare for some pitfalls that they might experience with the program. We knew that on day four, we have a challenge that many people find somewhat difficult. We call it be big on beans. Yes, those of you with deep roots in Indian country, you're saying, well, this is what our elders valued. They valued beans. Or you might say, hey, we as a people, we value the three sisters, corn, beans, squash, no problem for us. But I'll tell you, for a lot of people, even with native roots, they can have challenges with the idea of having beans on a daily basis. Here's some of the content we provided. I actually interviewed my wife, Dr. Sonia DeRose, also a physician, and here's some of the pointers she had if you are someone who may fear going through this 30-day program because day four, you'll be challenged to be big on beans.
So what about some other pointers for beans? What other challenges do people have and other things you can help them with?
Well, some people say, I don't like beans because they give me too much gas or flatulence, however you want to say it, or I just don't like how they taste, or, you know, look, or they just don't know how to fix them. And so, granted, you can buy canned beans in the store, and I would say, yeah, they're a lot better for you than no beans, but typically they're very high in sodium and salt. If you look at the labels on canned beans from the store, they're also not cooked nearly as well as I like beans cooked. When you cook them yourself in a crock pot or Instapot's my favorite way to make them, but you can make them so they're just mushy soft and just creamy and melt in your mouth type of thing. Making me hungry thinking about it. But there's also ways to decrease the amount of flatulence that can be created by eating beans. One is to soak them first and then drain the water off that you've soaked them in and put fresh water in before you cook them. Another way is to freeze them after you've soaked them, to freeze them for several hours or overnight before you cook them. But just soaking them well, draining the water off, and cooking them thoroughly makes a big difference.
That was Dr. Sonia DeRose sharing some insights into how you can incorporate more beans into your diet and reap the benefits. We're going to come back with some more powerful pointers designed to help you see what you could achieve in 30 short days. Simple changes that can revolutionize your lifestyle. More coming up in this edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Stay tuned for more.
American Indian and Alaska Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to the second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. In today's radio broadcast, we're speaking about a powerful program. It is a life-changing program. I've had it out since 2018. It's absolutely free. I call it 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. Literally, thousands of people have jumped on this program, and I'm hearing person after person getting benefit as they engage with this very, very powerful program. We've heard some real-life stories if you've been with us from the top of the hour, and now I'm sharing with you some things that I shared in a live presentation that was designed to launch a group approach to this 30-day program. Again, if you're just joining us, free, roughly 6-minute videos, one a day for 30 days. They're on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, which is simply called Compass Health Consulting. Compass Health Consulting, the name of the series is 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. I've been telling you, actually, I've not just been telling you, you've been hearing from people who've actually implemented those approaches and the benefits they've reaped. Before we share any more motivational content, I want to share with you something that I communicated as we were launching this program for a group in October of 2021. I want you to listen to some important ground rules that I shared with the live audience.
Let's walk you through a few rules for the program, some ground rules. So the first one is an educational versus a treatment program. This is an educational program. So even though I'm a physician, you're not in a group treatment program. We're not going to be measuring your blood pressure here. Don't send me your blood pressures from home and say, Dr. DeRose, should I cut my medicine down? We want you working with your providers, okay? It's very important. The program is powerful. You've heard about it, okay? So if you're taking medicine for blood sugar or blood pressure, you need to be communicating with your provider, or at least with the office staff, okay? Say, I'm making some changes. I'm going to be monitoring my numbers. Keep them abreast because you very well could need some adjustments in your medications, perhaps as early as the first week. So just keep that in mind, but don't do that on your own. So make sure your medical providers are aware.
So that encouragement that you just heard was me speaking to folks who are joining us for our first weekly support session as we were launching the 30-day program. So just let me make sure we're all on the same page. In addition to the daily videos, we were taking people going on that journey, that 30-day journey as a group, actually on a program that included weekly support sessions, live support sessions. I am sharing with you in this segment footage from the first weekly support session, a live session where people could actually interact. One of the questions that came in I thought was especially relevant, and we're going to hear that question read by one of our screeners. They are monitoring the YouTube and Facebook chat areas, and they're communicating the questions to me that I'm answering live. Here's an especially relevant question.
It says, how do I convince my parents who are both nurses that they need to change their lifestyle and that moving 3 days a week at work during their shifts isn't really enough for them? And also, how do I convince and encourage them to change their diets to incorporate more greens, vegetables, and healthy fats?
These are great questions. You know, how do we, the people that we love, how do we motivate them to make changes? And what I would say is, just to be honest with you, share with them this video.
because you've heard some real life stories of how people are improving their health. And this program is not something where it's one size fits all. People get to make individual decisions about how much more they're going to exercise, how they're going to improve their diet. And I think this is a great way for anybody to say, I need a partner. Mom, I'm going on this program. Would you please do it with me? I need a partner. Dad, how about the three of us do it together? I think it's a great strategy.
So how do you get motivated to make a dramatic lifestyle change? I'm going to share with you some short stories that I shared from my own experience that I presented in this first live segment for the program. Take a listen.
As we begin, I want to talk with you, well, just about something that may be on your minds. It may not be on the front of your minds, but it may be somewhere in the recesses of your minds. And I know about this because it's something that I've dealt with for many years. Let me illustrate it for you this way. All was very, very quiet in the DeRose household. I was just a little boy, 8 or 10 years of age at the time. And when I was sure that everybody was asleep in the house, I slipped out of my bed. I made my way across the bedroom and then into the hallway. You see, I had one single destination in mind, and that was the kitchen of the DeRose household. And so that particular night, as I walked then down the stairs, came down to the main floor of the house, I made my way very slowly to the kitchen. There was a single object of my desire, a large metal canister, a cookie jar. And so it was. I walked over to that cookie jar. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever dealt with a metal cookie jar, but if you have, you've got to be very careful if you're going to sneak inside. So very carefully, I lifted the lid off the jar. I reached in. David! What are you doing in the cookie jar? It was Mom. She had caught me in the cookie jar. And she gave me a message that went something like this. David, don't you know eating cookies in the middle of the night is not good for you? Now, I didn't realize it at the time, but a connection was developing in my brain. Tastes good, bad for me. Now, in that very same DeRose household, I had two very loving parents. By the way, by all indications, they still are two very loving parents. They now live in Florida. But at the time we were living together, of course, me being a young man, young boy, I guess would be more properly the designation, and they wanted me to grow up strong and healthy. Now, you could say at this point in my life, that's a dangerous thing to admit, but that was their goal. And one of the things that Mom and Dad would put in front of me, were green leafy vegetables. Now, I'm trying to say that with all the enthusiasm that I had as maybe a 10 or 12-year-old even by that time. Now, today, if you invited me to your home and you had some kale or collard greens, it's very likely I would have seconds on it. But back then, I was doing really good if I was just kind of playing with my, you know, kind of moving them around my plate. You remember how that worked? Sooner or later, my father would turn to me, and he said something that went like this. David, eat those greens. They're good for you. Again, I didn't realize it, but another connection was developing in my brain. Tastes bad, good for me. That's exactly right. And I see some of you smiling, nodding, and laughing because you realize that many of us grew up with this same construct in our minds, that there's basically two classes of things in life. They're the things that seem to bring enjoyment, but they're bad for us, right? And there's another set of things that we label as healthy, but usually we attach adjectives like, you know what, dull, boring, distasteful. You're following along with me, right? So as we begin this 30-day journey, I start out with those two illustrations because I want to leave you with two key messages. Now, some of you, if you're familiar with some of the lectures I've given over the years, you may have heard two of my more popular lectures on this very theme of changing bad habits for good. We're not going to go through those whole lectures tonight, but I want to share with you two key points that you see projected here. The first one is you don't have to sacrifice enjoyment in life to enjoy health. Okay? This is what the research shows us. The medical research shows us that the best lifestyles as far as living longer are the same kind of lifestyles that help us to live better and help us to enjoy life. But the second thing I want you to understand tonight, and this is so powerful, is that every one of us has the capacity to develop new enjoyments. Now, if we were to take the time tonight, maybe many of you could share with me stories about how you have developed new enjoyments, right? You might tell me, oh, I never liked broccoli, but I kept eating it, and I developed an enjoyment for it. Others of you might say, well, I couldn't imagine ever eating corn on the cob without smothering it with butter and, you know, putting about half the salt shaker on it. But I left that off, and I developed an enjoyment for it, right? We could tell stories like that. But there's a solid research base that shows whether it's sweets, whether it's salt, whether it's fat, you can develop new enjoyments. So if you understand this, as we begin this 30-day journey, you shouldn't be asking yourself, well, how little can I change and still get benefit because, you know, I like the things that I like. Well, welcome to the human race, right? We all like the things that we like, but we can develop new enjoyments. And if you understand that point, one of the questions we should be asking is, well, if I can develop an enjoyment for anything, why don't I just pick the best lifestyle and develop an enjoyment for that? Does that make sense? So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try in this program to give you some keys for the very best ways of living.
That is exactly right. Dr. David DeRose back with you in our American Indian Alaska Native Living Studios. We are drawing from footage that I used to encourage people in October of 2021 to start on a group program going through our curriculum, 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. It's available free of charge on YouTube. Simply go to my YouTube channel, Compass Health Consulting, or search for 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. What we have are 6-minute videos, roughly 6 minutes long, once a day for 30 days. I'm sharing with you material that I designed to try to encourage people to develop new lifestyles, to go on that 30-day journey. I'm encouraging you to do that today. If you've never taken us up on that challenge, do it. Actually, it can make a life-changing difference for you and for those that you love. We're going to be coming back with more in a final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living Radio. We're going to give you some more footage from my live sessions that were walking people through a 30-day program. Like I said, you can jump on at any time by going to my YouTube channel, Compass Health Consulting. It will help you actually, I believe, to make a dramatic change in your lifestyle. But we've got a final segment, a lot more to come. Don't miss it. Things that can help you and those you love make a lasting difference in their lives. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support,
and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaskan Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We've been talking about a program that I've been amazed to see its impact. It's called 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. I had the privilege of putting that program out, a free YouTube-based program. 30 roughly 6-minute videos. We've been talking about the power of those videos to make a difference in people's lives. And before we go any further in this segment, I just want to share with you some data. It's actually data based on the book, which really launched me on this journey. So back in 2016, I had the privilege of co-authoring a book called 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control. I co-authored it with Dr. Greg Steinke and with nurse practitioner Trudy Lee. It is still one of the best-selling high blood pressure books in the English language, and it is impacting hundreds, thousands of people. We were excited early on when we came out with this book to see what would happen when people actually took the book and used it in community-based programs. We had a series of longer videos that went along with the book, and we measured what happened in 3 community-based programs. These were smaller programs, altogether some 25 participants who had high blood pressure. When those individuals were analyzed as far as the results of what happened while on the program, their average systolic blood pressure, the upper number, went from 157.5 down to 140.4. That is an over 17-point drop in as little as 30 days. On the diastolic side of things, averaging an 8-point drop in those 25 individuals. And yes, for those of you that are statistically educated, the results were highly statistically significant with a p-value of less than 0.001. What that means in plain English is that there's only one chance in 1,000 that you would expect to see changes of that magnitude just by chance alone. In other words, we say, that's real. Having said that, you might be asking, what about the program would make a difference? I want to share with you some of those things in these closing minutes of our program. First, we're going to talk about the importance of connecting with other people. We'll emphasize that by cutting to a segment that I presented live in the second week of our weekly sessions that were designed to support people on their 30-day journey. Let's take a listen. I've got to tell you, though, as we begin tonight, about one of life's great tragedies. Really, it's a great tragedy. And some of you no doubt have heard the stories where you'll be hearing the news and in one place there's just terrible drought. And in some other place there are torrential rains. And you just think to yourself, you know, isn't there some way that you could just redistribute that rain from the place that's getting too much, maybe flooding, to the place that's in drought? But I want you to think about that analogy just for a moment and say, what would happen if those two settings were only separated by a single road? Now, I know some of you are saying, well, that can't happen. Even on the top of a mountain, if you've got a road, I mean, you can't have drought on one side and flooding on the other. But I want you to imagine a setting where one person is suffering and a person in close proximity to them is suffering, and the solution is just, so to speak, a hand breadth away. Now, that may seem like a strange illustration, but it's actually talking about an epidemic, dare I say it, a pandemic in the world today, and it's a pandemic of loneliness. Think about it just for a minute. Think about it. How can it exist? How can you have two people in an apartment complex, next-door neighbors? How could they both be lonely? Have you ever thought about this? But we're dealing with an epidemic of loneliness. Here's why I'm asking about it tonight. Whether you are using the free videos like many of you are, I know some of you are using the Methuselah Factor book that has the same daily challenges. Day 5's goal was what? Connect. That's exactly right. And many of you have already connected with someone, a partner, as you're going through this journey. I want to try to expand your mind, and I want to tell you that you can increase the benefits of your program and the impact of your program on other people by connecting with someone who you think might be lonely. It doesn't mean you've got to be in touch with them every week, but share something that's happening in this program with maybe someone you haven't reached out to in a while. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a neighbor in your community. Maybe invite them to jump on the program as well. But as you share what you're doing, this increases the likelihood of your success and extends the blessing in your community. Throughout the course of the program, we're not only encouraging people to connect with other people, we're giving them solid lifestyle pointers. One of the keys is actually eating more plant foods. One of the questions that I fielded had to do with the topic of ACE inhibitors in food. Listen to my reply as I gave it during the live presentation. Question. Someone last week sent in a question. I promised to answer it tonight. They said, Dr. DeRose, would you tell us some good sources of ACE inhibitors? I was so excited. About a decade ago, I was asked by a gentleman. It's an interesting story. I should tell you the story. This fellow worked with churches throughout the state of California, and he was especially involved with health initiatives. And he reached out to me and he said, you know, I found something interesting. There's all kinds of churches that do health events in their communities, and every one of those health events, they have a blood pressure check, every one of them. He said, but none of those churches have any program for high blood pressure for their communities. And so he reached out to me. He said, Dr. DeRose, would you film 3 one-hour presentations dealing with high blood pressure? And so I did this before the book ever came out. And so we came out with a series. We called it Reversing Hypertension Naturally. Reversing Hypertension Naturally. It's a video series. You can still get it. It was actually produced by Amazing Facts. It was a partnership with several ministries, Weimar Institute out in California and some others. And while I was doing the research for that program, I came across something that just excited me. I found that there was a whole group of foods that contained ACE inhibitory compounds. You say, well, what are ACE inhibitory compounds? The best tolerated blood pressure medications today work on a hormonal system. It's the renin, aldosterone, angiotensin system. And this hormonal system, if you're taking a blood pressure medication that ends in prill, it is working directly as an ACE inhibitor. So you may be taking something like lisinopril or ramipril. These are all ACE inhibitors. There's a related group of drugs that are called the angiotensin receptor blockers. They work on the similar pathways, and these all end in sartan. So if you're on losartan or telmisartan, anything that ends in sartan, that's also working on this system. So here's the interesting thing. In your foods are actually these natural ACE inhibitory compounds. Think about this. How did they get there? My Native American friends, they would likely tell me the Creator put these compounds in the foods to help your blood pressure. Look at the list up here. It may not project all that well, but what you see is you see broccoli has ACE inhibitory compounds. And you'll see a number of beans or things in the bean family like chickpeas or garbanzos, mung beans, peanuts, soybeans. You can see that mushrooms and corn and potatoes, wheat, garlic, rice, all of these things have natural ACE inhibitory compounds. So here's the amazing thing. When you're eating these whole plant foods, you're getting actually in small doses pharmacologic agents to lower your blood pressure. Isn't that incredible? Now, like I said already tonight, you don't have to worry about eating too much broccoli and garbanzo beans. I've never seen anyone in the ER because they said, you know what, I had a bunch of garbanzo beans and mushrooms, and I got all those ACE inhibitors. You don't have to worry. Isn't that amazing? If you took your whole bottle of telmisartan, you'd be in big trouble, wouldn't you? Okay? Yeah, you would be. Take your whole bottle of lisinopril. This is not good, okay? But you can't overdose on the things that are in the food. So this is a really exciting slide. Well, we are just about out of time for today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Hopefully, you've gotten inspired that there are simple things that you can do to make a difference when it comes to your blood pressure and your blood sugar. It's as simple as going to my YouTube channel, Compass Health Consulting. Look for the program, 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. Watch the daily videos and take the journey with someone else, a fellow family member, a friend, a fellow tribal council member. Hey, if you're on tribal council, what would happen if your entire tribal council went on this 30-day journey together? Would that not be remarkable? How about you work in a tribal health department? What would happen if your team actually went on this 30-day journey together? What kind of a testimony would you have to encourage those that you're serving? Think about it. I encourage you to take the step, 1 month to better health, 30 days to natural diabetes and high blood pressure control. For all of us at American Indian and Alaska Native Living, I am Dr. David DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.